to maintain balance between, say, our studies and our devotion? Yes, the first principle in maintaining balance is to know that we can't maintain a steady balance. What that means is, sometimes we expect balance to be like a formula. Morning I'll do this, afternoon I'll do this, evening I'll do this. But life comes in the way. So therefore, what happens is we go to two extremes. Either I want to micro-control my whole life, and if it doesn't work, I try to make some plans for every single minute of my day. And if it doesn't work, I stop planning entirely. Just give up. No. Planning is more to be done in terms of direction rather than specific action. What I mean by this is, say if I'm riding on a cycle, the normal balance state of cycle is vertical. But if I have to turn right, then the balance state of cycle is tilted. Now, after I have turned right, if I still stay tilted, then I'll go round and round in a circle. And after that, I have to again become vertical. Then, my purpose was to go here, but there was no road here. And I went like this. Then when I come here, I have to turn left. And then I move on. So similarly, life requires dynamic balance. So if I think, yes, I just keep my cycle vertical and go to the destination, that will not work, because the buildings will come in the way, the roads, the structure of the city will come in the way. So then we need dynamic balance. Okay, now I have to shift a little bit this way. Then I have to shift a little bit this way. So if we keep an overall understanding that, okay, I want to grow in my bhakti also, and I want to do well in my studies also, or if whatever other role I'm in, I have to do well there also, then we divide our life in a broad way. Okay, this is this much time for this, this much time for this. A broad pattern planning we can have, but within that there will always be phases when we may have to do one more. Just like we have to sometimes tilt the sky cycle this way. So sometimes when we go for a yatra or some senior devotees come, at that time we focus more on spiritual activities. But say sometimes exams come up, sometimes some co-curricular, extracurricular activities we have to be a part of, then at that time we have to do it more. So if we have the broad sense of direction, this is where I want to go, then when I need to turn tilt left, when I need to tilt right, that I will learn. And for this, there has to be some amount of deliberation in the mode of goodness. So plans usually don't work, but planning usually works. What is the difference between plans and planning? Plans are specific. I'll do this, 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 this. So plans are about specific actions. Planning is about overall direction. So yes, you know, in the next 6 months, I want to read the Bhagavad Gita. If I read the Bhagavad Gita every day for half an hour, I can easily complete it in 6 months. But then I have exams. So the next 15 days I can't read at all. Or I may just read 1 or 2 minutes. Okay. But this was what I wanted to do. Then after my exams are over, I'll make up and I'll read more. So if I have a sense of direction, then even if there's an interruption, I'll go along with that, but I'll come back on track. So if we can cultivate this overall understanding through the mode of goodness by doing planning, okay, then even if some deviation happens, we will accept that, we will come back on track. We can't expect that there will be no deviation, because we are not God. Simply, that's, we can't control everything, we can't make sure that every single plan gets executed. And also, whenever a plan gets deviated, then at that time we may be a little irritated. That's understandable. But after we come to calm down, then we look back and see, okay, what happened exactly? Maybe I did not anticipate that this would take so much time. Or maybe I overreacted over there. I could have done this. So then when we do this deliberation, we learn from experience. So we learn more about ourselves. Okay, this needs this much time. This can be done this much time. And then we can come more and more towards balance. So it's not a rigid formula. The first thing in planning is that we need to be flexible. Flexible about actions, but firm about our direction. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna.